Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
The Grammys.
We come in peace, but we mean business. And to those who would dare try and silence us, we offer you two words. Time's up.
There were messages along with awards. For some, at least.
And a lot of people thought it was a lot of fun, I think. Maybe except for Jay-Z, though, who's the hometown guy, had the most nominations and didn't get a single one last night.
And there are, of course, reviews.
I respect Kendrick Lamar, but after watching it, I was kind of like, okay, is all of Davenport, Iowa turning the channel right now?
I'm Tim Wenger. On the podcast, powered by the Brothers of Mercy, a five-star rated skilled nursing residence offering affordable living in a country setting. Let's dig into those Grammys, shall we? Bruno Mars was the big winner as the Grammys picked up where the Golden Globes left off by shining a light on social injustice. Candace Gibson takes us through the night.
Politics and social change on display at the Grammys. From Kendrick Lamar's opening to powerful performances by women. Lady Gaga at the piano. And Kesha performing her song Prayer.
And after everything you've done.
Joined by Cyndi Lauper and a stage of women in white telling Kesha's painful story of alleged abuse.
Only God can forget.
The song leaving some audience members in tears. Stars in the crowd wearing Me Too roses and Time's Up pins. Support for a growing movement. Janelle Monáe speaking from the heart.
We come in peace. But we mean business. And to those who would dare try and silence us, we offer you two words. Time's up.
Among the lighter moments, six-year-old Blue Ivy telling Beyonce and Jay-Z tonight to quiet down, and stars reading from Fire and Fury inside the Trump White House with this surprise appearance.
He had a longtime fear of being poisoned. One reason why he liked to eat at McDonald's. Nobody knew he was coming, and the food was safely pre-made.
UN Ambassador Nikki Haley didn't find it funny, tweeting, "Don't ruin great music with trash." The show back in New York for the first time in more than 15 years. U2 performing on the water in front of Lady Liberty. The awards once again showing a bias against rap music. Jay-Z nominated for 8, went home with none. Kendrick Lamar's victories limited to the rap categories. Cardi B, Cardi none. With R&B singer Bruno Mars winning 6, including Song, Record, and Album of the Year. Puppies were passed out, though, to losers as consolation prizes. The show always more concert than awards.
When I wish you all I get is wild thoughts.
And Rihanna had the crowd thinking some wild thoughts. Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee, but no Bieber with Despacito and Elton John and Miley Cyrus as he kicks off his 3-year farewell tour.
Dancing in the sand.
The awards, of course, in New York City for the first time in a very long time.
Yeah, since 2003 was the last time it was in New York, and they used to alternate between New York and Los Angeles for a while, and then since 2004 it's been in L.A., so they came back for the 60th Grammys, and they celebrated New York, and they had special performances by U2 and Sting to commemorate the history of it being in New York.
Jason Nathanson was at the awards and walked through the evening with Susan Rose.
And a lot of people thought it was a lot of fun, I think. Maybe except for Jay-Z, though, who's the hometown guy, had the most nominations and didn't get a single one last night.
Yeah, Jay-Z went into the night with the most, but it was Bruno Mars that cleaned up, right?
It really was, and that was kind of a surprise, especially given how political things are right now, and how, you know, how much social commentary is dominating the landscape. So you have acts like Kendrick Lamar who feed right into that. Jay-Z is very timely as well with a lot of his lyrics. Even Childish Gambino with some of his songs, very timely. And then you got Bruno Mars, who's really the feel-good guy. I'm not going to say he's fluff, but, you know, he's a lot of fun. Everybody likes Bruno Mars. Everybody's mother, everybody's grandmother, you know, nobody doesn't like Bruno Mars. He was the popular choice. And the Grammys went with the popular choice.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, politics and social issues. Did there or was there a political tone during the night?
Oh, yes, there definitely was. In one of the bits that James Corden did where, you know, they were talking about the best spoken word album and how celebrities sometimes win the best spoken word album. And then they did a whole bit where they auditioned people for the next year's next spoken word album. They auditioned people to read the anti-Trump book Fire and Fury. So that got very political, especially at the end of it when there was a surprise cameo by Hillary Clinton reading Fire and Fury. And it, of course, the audience loved it. It was probably the biggest cheers of the night was when she appeared. But, you know, I think a lot of people in the rest of the country were maybe turned off not wanting a dash of politics with their music.
Yeah. Hey, how about Elton John and Miley Cyrus performing together? What was that like?
You know, that was fun. I don't know that either one of them needed each other, especially since, I'll tell you this, there's been a lot of Grammy events over the weekend. And one of them was a tribute to Fleetwood Mac in which Miley Cyrus did Landslide by herself. And it was, fabulous, fantastic. This was on Friday night. And that was one of the highlights, performances of the weekend. So coming off that, I really wish she would have done that instead. But it was fun to see her with Elton John. But I don't know that it was, you know, this amazing moment that maybe they were hoping for.
Yeah. How are the Grammys awarded? Is this from an Academy?
Yeah, it is. The Academy, the Recording Academy, they break up and they nominate via committee. But when it comes to the actual winners, that's voted on by the entire population of the Academy. And that's thousands and thousands of people from all different branches. You have the recording engineers and you have the performance artists and, you know, things like that.
Of course, there were many reviews of the Grammys as a show, an event. There was the good, the bad, and otherwise. Susan checking in with Star 102.5 Morning Man Rob Lucas on the show itself.
My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke put a baby in the spot.
Rob Lucas from Star 102.5 is here.
That's not me singing.
Grammy
that's
review.
That's not me.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar, who opened the Grammys last night. What did you think of that open?
I respect Kendrick Lamar, but after watching it, I was kind of like, okay, is all of Davenport, Iowa turning the channel right now? I mean, mainstream America. It was very edgy to start with Kendrick Lamar. And he was nominated, a lot of nominations for his album, Damn. And what that performance was a montage of all his songs from the album. And also, he's got a new song coming out on the Black Panther movie soundtrack. And so I'm reading in the New York Post this morning what it was like in the arena. And they said that performance was so edgy. And for those who didn't see it, it ended with a lot of people being shot on stage. They said it was so edgy, it took the air out of the arena.
Yeah.
Madison Square was just silent. There was cheering, but then silence, and people didn't know how to take it. And they said it was a good move by the Grammys to follow it up with a couple of ballads afterward.
Yeah, I'm thinking that it was probably a tune-out for a lot of people.
Yeah, and right at the beginning, a big chance. I will say this for the Grammys. I stayed up to watch it live till about 9:15, then got up at 3:30 this morning to watch the rest on DVR.
Oh, you're dedicated.
I thought it was the best paced, most well produced Grammy Awards I've seen in a long, long time. That's not saying a lot because the Grammys have traditionally been a train wreck to watch, but I thought there were a lot of high points last night.
Okay, let's listen to this one.
There's a
Alessia Cara, Best New Artist.
I'm so happy for her getting Best New Artist. She's legitimate. She's real. She does all the. She's got a. There's no pitch control there. And her acceptance speech was tremendous. A newbie out there saying things like, hey, there's a lot of talented people who, because of the politics and music, aren't getting credit. They don't get the marketing, the publicity. Shout out to those people. And it was a great speech by her. Very happy. Very legitimate. I hope she breaks the Grammy curse. Traditionally, Best New Artists go on to have horrible careers.
Ooh, that's hard to hear that.
Milli Vanilli.
All right, well, how about Bruno?
Jump in the Cadillac, girl.
How much of a surprise was this? He cleaned up.
Yeah, it's. I think the fact that he won Song of the Year and Record of the Year was kind of a surprise, and maybe Album of the Year as well. But Bruno was just Bruno. If you saw him here at KeyBank Center, that's exactly what you saw there. His speeches were fabulous, and I thought his album was the most mainstream. He talked about in one of his acceptance speeches. He just wants his music to bring people together, get everybody dancing, and that's what his albums do and his music does.
Yeah. And now Jay-Z he went into the night with the most nominations and went home with nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the toughest thing for Jay-Z was, well, the person sitting behind him and Beyonce. Did you see Beyonce's hat? It was like the size of Aretha Franklin's Barack Obama inauguration hat. It was like you go to Shays to see a show and you sit behind somebody 6'8". That I don't want to be the person sitting behind Beyonce last night.
Who was your standout performance, would you say?
Two of them. First of all, I rarely use the word courageous when it comes to music or sports. Courageous is being out there with bullets flying over your head. But Kesha doing Praying last night, which is kind of like her comeback after she was linked up with a producer named Dr. Luke, who is just a seedy guy, mentally and allegedly sexually abused her. And for Kesha to do that on stage with her contemporaries, from Cyndi Lauper to Camila Cabello behind her, it was nerve-wracking. She was crying. She missed some of the notes. Her pitch was a little high because it was so nerve-wracking, but she made it through, and I thought it was the performance of a lifetime for Kesha. The other one, Elton John and Miley Cyrus. What a great combination. And they did Tiny Dancer. Everybody was talking about Miley Cyrus looked great. You couldn't see her tattoos. She was in a dress. She and Elton were fabulous together.
The Oscars, well, they're coming up next. Back tomorrow.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.